Be fruitful and multiply. Do your part in helping to populate the world with your own kind. It is our sacred goal to populate the lands of this earth with white people exclusively. Populate the world. Nature's pattern for most living things can be briefly summarized as follows: birth, growth, reproduction, and death. This is the pattern nature has ordained for all its living creatures, whether it be the lowliest insect that lives but a day, or the highest order of man himself, who might live his span of 70 years. Nature has not meant for any individual of any species to live for long. No, indeed. Each individual merely plays its role in being the present link in the long golden chain of its own species. It is nature's intention that the species should live on and on. However, the species itself, unless it is vigorous in its fight for survival, will eventually result in extinction. Some species that have adapted themselves well to their environment and in the fight for survival have lasted for millions of years. In fact, the shark family has existed for at least 200 million years without undergoing any great changes, a tribute to its marvelous ability to survive. Compare 200 million years to the short interval that any particular individual of that species exists upon this planet. It is also thus with the human race, and in particular with the white race which we are exclusively concerned. We should remind ourselves that this is nature's pattern, and remind ourselves of the purpose for which nature has placed us on this earth. Nature tells us loud and clear that purpose is to propagate our own kind, and thereby perpetuate our species. In the process of the natural selection and the survival of the fittest, it tells us to keep improving our species in an ever-upward climb. Nature has never ordained eternal life for any individual, or for any generation. No, on the contrary, death is certain. But you perpetuate yourself in your children, and in the generations that follow. This is the real immortality nature has in store for you. You become embedded in the wonderful bloodlines of your race, and as the patriarch or matriarch of your line, you have a never-ending chain of descendants that go on, not only for centuries, but for thousands of years and millions of years. That is the possibility of eternal life that nature has granted us. But only if we are fruitful and multiply. In other words, if we have offspring. Whether you are a man or a woman, the most important action you will ever take is that of getting married and raising a family. Having children of your own is the most meaningful, the most satisfying, and the most rewarding accomplishment of your entire lifetime. It is the only really permanent and lasting thing that you will ever do. No matter how much money you make, or what fame you might aspire to, all will be erased and obliterated as time goes on. But the resultant consequences of the action you took of getting married and having offspring will go on from generation to generation. It will ring through the ages, not only through the centuries, but through the millenniums and through the millions of years. Long after any other action that you might have ever taken will have been completely erased from the face of this earth, your descendants will march onward through history. This is only true, of course, if the white race survives. If it does not survive, not only will your descendants be wiped out with it, but all the struggles of those that have gone before you as well. Only the present generation can do justice to the past generations, and again bring about the future generations. You are the link between the white race that has gone before you and the white race that will come after you. If the present generation fails to fulfill its obligations, it will wipe out the hard-earned struggle that the thousands of generations achieved in bringing us to the high level that we have now reached. It will also fail to usher in the future generations that would be carrying that wonderful evolution to ever increasingly greater and higher levels. The very struggle for existence for any species, and at this stage in history, particularly the white race, depends on how prolific and how fruitful each and every one of us is in bringing in the next generation. Only by so fulfilling our manifest destiny do we achieve a full and rewarding life. In leading the good life yourself, in meeting your obligations to the past generations that produced you, and in fulfilling your obligations to the wonderful generations that will follow you, do your part and have as many children as you can. Remember, it is the manifest destiny of the white race to populate the world or perish. It is not only a race against time, but it is also a race against numbers. If the direction that the world population trend is now taking is not reversed, we are going to be overwhelmed and crushed by the colored races through sheer weight of numbers alone. It is our manifest duty to overcome this challenge and to propel humanity to an ever higher level of evolution. Only the white race can do this. Furthermore, it is the moral duty of those members of our race that are above the average in intelligence, ability, and physical attractiveness to make a special effort in having larger than average families. Once the white race is in control of its own destiny, it will behoove our society to set up certain incentive programs to see to it that the finest specimens of our race are especially encouraged to increase and multiply, and further bestow the benefits of their genetic endowment towards the good of the race.